In the future, Mickey Mutineers will be sent to distant worlds through beams of light.
Sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially official, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week, we apologize profusely for Josh being sober.
No.
Jake has
to. Wait, you're sober?
I'm on call. I have to be.
Okay,
can't
sorry.
Fix a helicopter that's broke when you're drunk. So they say.
That is a dumb rule.
Right?
That really isn't.
You know it's fucked up. In France and Germany, where they build these helicopters, they get to have lunchtime beer.
Yeah, but they're like immune to it, though.
And you know what else is dumb? Most airline mechanics make minimum wage. Think about that when you fly. Anyways, Jake has jingle news. Shane is Groot. Josh reviews a new pretzel bar at Hollywood Studios. I was there Saturday.
Yeah, that's why you're reviewing
it. Main topic. We explore various Disney urban legends.
I got to review something that I was just at. Why? You would make the worst movie critic ever. Me going like, I'm going to review The Godfather. Oh, have you seen The Godfather? No, not at all. Why? Is that a requirement? Is that a prerequisite to reviewing a movie?
Could have fallen asleep.
Yeah. This was great background noise.
Oh, we took Annie Ann to see the American Adventure. She slept through the whole thing because it was like 100 fucking degrees that day. And she wasn't feeling very well. And it was hotter than shit. It was hotter than, like, volcanoes get in New Zealand.
How hot do volcanoes get in New Zealand?
5?
Oh, wait, don't tell me because there's a Celsius scale down there. I don't know what that means.
Depends on if you think... Never mind.
Let's all just switch to Kelvin and just erase all the
Who
world
the fuck
problems.
Is Kelvin?
Oh, David Rush.
He hangs out with a stuffed tiger.
No, that's Calvin.
Is he stuffed?
Hobbs?
Yeah. Is he stuffed or is he real? I always thought he was a real tiger.
No, he's a stuffed tiger. He's a stuffed tiger, and Calvin's got some severe mental disorder.
And that's what the comic's about. Think about that next time you read it.
It's about an emotionally disturbed young child.
I mean, you're not wrong. Obviously, he is. A little bastard is what he is.
Yikes. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I mean, the killer snowman? Come on. That's not normal.
I love Calvin and Hobbes. With a deep, deep passion. What I hate is the douchebags that have taken Calvin and turned him into the pissing on whatever they don't like sticker on the back of their Ford truck.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's a Chevy. In Georgia, at least.
It's just, why? Why is that?
In Mississippi, it's everybody else's rights.
Ooh. But Tom.
Bill Watterson is rolling in his grave.
Is he dead?
No.
I wonder if the problem is not the fleshlight at all.
The fleshlight? What?
I like how Josh is paying no attention to the little family feud that's going on right now.
Family feud? I like our internet family. It's awesome.
Oh, that's not going to work at all. I need the barrel to the fleshlight, don't I?
Yeah, I swear Josh keeps saying fleshlight, and now I really want to know how sad he is about Tom Petty. Like, is this
Did you say fleshlight?
I'm pretty sure I said flashlight, but let's go with fleshlight.
He said fleshlight.
Why does your fleshlight have batteries?
It's me. He said it again. Fleshlight.
Yours doesn't?
No, it gives it a bad, you know, alkaline taste.
You're...
right, I'm done. I'm done with this.
And I plan on it being.
Shit, guys.
I'm way too sober for this shit.
Guys, oh, I apologize. That was intense.
Idiot.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh yeah, let's recoup ourselves here. Let's
ourselves. It's you. It's all you.
No, you can't, Josh. You can't blame all your problems on me. It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, other people blame all your problems on me.
Yeah, this is true. But started with Shayna.
Wait, what?
We know what you said.
I said nothing.
What? now I'm lost.
I'm making stuff up. Just go
with
it.
Yeah, Jake's trying to blame all the family problems on me. None of this is my fault.
We should move along. We should just...
Yeah. So, anyways...
Hold on. Question.
Yes, sir.
Josh, are you knitting?
No, this is a... scribe? Like a cherry pick type thing? Like a fucking stab fuckers with it?
Stab fuckers. Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Jake, did you get blood today?
No, why?
Because you had a green thing on your arm.
Oh, I don't look.
On your other arm. Other arm. Other arm.
That's going to be really confusing to the listeners that you said other arm twice.
Other arm.
How many arms does Jake have? Three, guys. No, I did. 17. I donated plasma. What? I plasma.
Good for you. Did you do plasma? Thanks. Like the actual plasma, not just the blood?
Yeah, just the plasma.
I appreciate that.
You should have.
That's what they make TVs out of, right?
Yeah, definitely. Good for you. Flash, I need a new TV, thanks.
Oh, no problem.
Where's your tape measure?
Make a difference in the world.
It's over here. Now I'm getting my multimeter. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
What is Josh doing? Is he mechanicking? Josh, we are not a mechanic. I'll be right back. And he goes nowhere.
Hey, I got my damn multimeter.
What
batteries, AC or DC? I guess we're going to find out.
For those about to rock.
That's why the flashlight doesn't work.
We salute you, Josh.
All that work just to find out I have a dead battery.
Oh, see, it needs to be thunderstruck.
And, like, back in black. On a highway to hell.
That doesn't even make sense, Shayna.
Your face doesn't make sense.
Shayna. This is true.
That's what I'm here for.
Speaking of my face, guys, I'm Jake.
I'm Josh. You
party buddy.
I'm Shayna.
Wait, hold on. Josh, will you stop fiddling?
Do we have an adapter to plug this into a 3.5 millimeter jack?
Do we have an adapter? Why would we?
No, wait, this is a 3.5 millimeter.
We have nothing.
Right?
No, Josh, that's a quarter inch. You need the
Josh,
3.5
is this
millimeter.
1984? Put that away. Where
are
the fuck did you get
studio?
That?
Dude, so.
Fun fact about them, they do the exact same thing.
I can do the podcast from my helicopter headphones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're just going to say from your helicopter.
Sober Josh is far more disrupting than drunk Josh.
He's really loud with fiddling things. Josh, I need you to just put your hands under your ass and sit on them.
I'm standing up.
Put your hands in your ass, then.
One, my toolbox has a computer monitor, a computer, a thermometer. Look at this. I got a thermometer. But it does not have a fucking chair.
Oh, what is Giggles giggling about over here?
So what temperature are we? You have a thermometer. Oh. Scan us.
Scan us.
Listen to me. I don't think it works like this.
You're the mechanic, not
me. The computer monitor is 93.3 degrees.
Oh, we're dead.
The computer is 100... My computer's hot. It's 105 degrees.
Well, what about the rest of the room?
What about your flashlight?
120.
70.
98 degrees.
That wall over there is 83 degrees.
There. What about your ceiling?
Well, the little hatch there is 82.
Hold on. What about the corner, Josh?
Which corner? That one?
Yeah, 84. That one. 84. Okay, your house is crooked. Corner. The corner is supposed to be 90 degrees.
You know what? I'm going home.
And now go stand in it for falling into that stupid joke.
This is quality. We're doing good, guys. Keep it up.
We're doing well, teacher.
Shut your face, Jake.
Hey, guys, let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this.
Double fist bump.
Suddenly
you sound
here.
Like freaking Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
Didn't Blue go bald? Go bald.
Blue is an animated dog.
He can't go bald.
Yeah, didn't he quit TV because he went bald?
That was Steve.
The scuba guy?
No.
That was Steve.
Hold on. I'm concerned that you don't know the difference between Steve and Blue. It's like,
so who blew Steve?
The new Magenta. Steve blew the old Steve.
Oh, does anybody remember the big comfy couch?
Yes.
Yes.
That girl lived under it. Weirdly hot for some reason.
Do you think she's hot?
Weirdly hot.
Huh.
Wasn't she a puppet? What am I thinking of?
Well, there was a real girl.
Yeah, oh, Jake, you're thinking of Lamb Chops. That was a puppet.
That was Fraggle Rock. Get yourself together.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock.
All right.
But.
Found it.
There it is.
This whole time?
My night is complete.
Okay, well, that's our show, everybody.
Yay!
That's the Mickey Mouse News with our very special guest,
Josh's tape measure.
I'm gonna make a Twitter of Josh's tape measure.
Fuck! I just dropped it. Hold on.
Oh, you're gonna make a parody account so you can just be completely asshole to other people.
Do it. Yes, exactly.
And say racist things and stuff. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, what the hell is he doing?
Josh, people are listening to this. Like two people.
Really? Two people are listening?
It says zero viewers, but I'm sure someone will download the episode and listen to this with, I don't know, a significant other or someone.
I just dropped everything.
So we have no listeners? Like zero at the moment?
Yeah, well, there was two, but then it went away. And
I tweeted it.
I know, I saw it. Oh, I should retweet it.
You should do that.
I'm guessing that, like, last week it said zero, and it was not zero. So, I don't know. I don't know how the Google Analytics work. Now we have one viewer, right when I retweeted it. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Why are we discussing this? This is completely off-air conversation.
Okay, continue, sir.
We're on the air. I'm not going to continue the off-air conversation while we're on the air.
Continue the fucking podcast. God, Jake.
I just don't understand why you guys want me to have an off-air conversation.
I really wish I knew Jake's middle name so I could, like, yell his whole name at him like a mother.
His middle name is just R.
Damn it.
Just R?
Yeah, it's like he's a Mormon apostle or something.
How dare you?
So now when I get mad, I'm going to say, Jacob R. Hess.
I know.
Get your shit together.
Heard that before.
Oh. Okay, maybe I won't do that.
I think it's going to be a robot.
Jacob Robot Hess.
I am a robot. It has been.
Jake's been dead for years.
Wait.
So what is Josh's helicopter? Joshua Helicopter Hess.
Wow, that's a hell of a guess. How'd you get that?
Oh,
Josh, stop touching things. You need to stop touching things.
Fingers.
No, stop it.
What is that?
You don't touch. All right, I'm intrigued.
Have you not seen the original Total Recall?
No.
He puts up his nose to grab that thing and pull it out.
The lobotomy?
No, to pull the tracking thing out of his nose. It was literally one of these.
You're talking about the Ramones?
From Lobotomy.
Lobotomy! Yeah, Jake moves. Jake, there we go.
Jake just yelled at me. I'll carefully put it back.
You're so damn fidgety sober. This is obnoxious. Let's talk about some stuff.
I like that. What I texted you was the exact same thing I just told you on the air. But I figured you weren't listening to that, so I'll text you that you are being loud.
All right. I'm done fidgeting.
I don't believe you.
No, you're not.
So, to keep you from fidgeting, I think we need to go straight into the news. And by news, I mean Josh's reviews. This week on news, Josh's reviews. Look at me, Seussing it up.
I forgot the name of the place already.
And it's the Pretzel House.
No, it's not. It's,
Pinocchio's Pretzel House? And it has Tap House in the title.
Yeah, what the hell's the name of it? Why can't I think of the name?
Oh, gosh, I'll just tell you.
Baseline
Tap House.
There it is.
I went there.
You're welcome.
Second day it was open, it was busy. Holy crap. It's like people at Disney World never seen craft beer before. It was weird.
It's like there's nowhere else to put people in that park. Let's be honest here.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
there's three open buildings.
It was nice. It's well themed inside. Nice little area. Got outside seating, inside seating. The inside seating, they'll pour your beer in a glass. But if you sit outside, they put it in a plastic mug.
Where is it? I don't even know where it is. Like,
it's
where the rider stop was.
It's literally where the last little bits of Streets of America are.
Like behind the Sci-Fi Dine-In?
Yes, it's. In fact, there's a door to the Tap House that opens up into the Sci-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I didn't know it was that close. I thought it was where the rider stop was.
That is.
Rider stop.
Oh, is that that close?
Oh, that's the little bookstore.
Yeah,
it replaced the little bookstore.
See, that's the problem with that park, is it is right behind Sci-Fi, but when you were actually there, like, that park was so confusing. You didn't realize it was right behind Sci-Fi because you had to go this way and then this way.
Oh, man.
Wait.
You think it was confusing? Yeah, see it with the construction walls. Like, Pixar Place is a dead-end street right now.
What is?
Pixar Place.
Well, yeah, it was always a dead-end street.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jake. But anyways, yeah, the
take that backlot tour.
The Baseline Tap House in Grand Avenue area is really nice, and good beer selection. Has Stone Delicious IPA, and it was delicious, just like it says.
What about root beer? You know,
they're non-alcoholic. They had like a flavored lemonade and a Big Sky cherry soda. Big Sky? I literally paid $3.50 to get Robbie a Big Sky soda, and they're like 10 cents at the grocery store. Big Sky is not a craft soda. It's like garbage.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
It must be craft.
Yeah, it's like IBC root beer. In a can.
That's good. I love IBC root beer.
Yeah, but it's not craft root beer.
No, but it's good. It doesn't have to be craft to be good.
Would you pay $5 for a bottle of it?
No, like a six-pack is like $4.
Yeah, see, that's basically what I'm getting at here with the big
stuff. Wait, are you suggesting that Disney has, you know, increased the price on something?
Well, yes, I understand that, but this is a little much. Especially since it was on tap. It wasn't like a can of it.
If it was on tap, it should have been like $3.25.
It was.
Oh, I guess I wasn't listening. Sorry.
No, it should have been like $1.50.
You said $5.
Yeah, well,
that was the IBC root beer that wasn't there.
You said $3.25 is not bad for a soda at Disney World.
No, it's not, but I just don't like paying much for anything.
Well, that's what you get for taking your kids to Disney, idiot.
I only took one. It was nice. It was a fun day.
Did you leave them there?
Oh, fuck.
That's probably why he was texting me today.
I was like, damn, Josh is at Disney again. Lucky.
Yeah, we just drove up for the day. Got up at like 3 in the morning. Drove up there. Oh, we got to Animal Kingdom at 8:20. It happened to be extra magic hours. So when I went through, they're like, are you staying at a resort? I'm like, I'm an annual pass holder. Can I still get in? They're like, okay, go ahead.
Nice.
And so then we went straight to Avatar Land to try and get on the Flights of Passage. Passages of Flight.
Wait a minute.
The flying one.
Flight of Passage. Continue.
Anyways.
When you said Flight of, I thought you were going to say Wonder. But that's the bird show. Flights of Wonder.
Yeah, anyway.
Do they still do that?
You can't have two flights of attractions in the same park? That's confusing.
Anyways. So we get there. And
interrupt me.
And it wasn't even open yet. And they said they're not sure when it's going to open. And so we were like, all right, we'll just jump in line because there's people lined up. Get to the back of the line, ask the cast member. It's like, you know, because it's just from like the end of the queue to back. I'm like, so I ask her, it's like, when this opens, how long will it take from this point? She's like, oh, about an hour and a half. I'm like, okay, thanks. I'll see you later. And we went rode Everest and Dinosaur and checked the app thing, see the wait time. Still wasn't open. So we actually left Animal Kingdom 10 minutes after the park opened and went over to the studios.
Are those the only two parks you went to?
Yeah.
You went... I'm not sure I agree with this.
Why?
I don't know. Like, you did a day trip to Hollywood Studios? That's weird, man.
Well, we had to leave early.
What kind of person are you?
We had to leave at, like... We left the park about 2 o'clock, 2:30 to drive our asses back home.
Oh. Was it a school night?
No, it was just a long fucking drive.
You said it was like 2.5 hours.
Oh, well, that's a long drive.
Not that bad.
It's like from here to Prim.
Yeah, you can't qualify that as a long drive. I don't want to hear your belly aching.
When you get up at 3 in the morning, it's a long drive.
Well, nobody made you get up at 3 in the morning.
My son did.
Let's just talk about Josh's poor decision-making skills.
Yep.
Anyways, no. It was back to baseline. It was fun. It was neat. The cheese sauce for the pretzels was really good.
Well, like 3 episodes ago, someone was really complaining that there was just cheese sauce. It might have been Shayna, but I'm not sure.
It's a beer cheese sauce, and it's very good.
No, Annie was complaining about the overabundance of beer cheese sauce. I was complaining because I want the spicy mustard sauce back.
Oh, yeah, it had a spicy mustard sauce as well.
Was it really spicy?
It was flavorful, if that's what they meant by spicy.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't burning the hair off your tongue or anything like that.
Hold on.
What?
You have hair on your tongue?
No, it just sounds funny. Well, when I snore, I do, because it's like...
Inhaling it.
Anyone else just picture Josh cleaning a cat? Just
just like this.
No, don't lick your beard. I feel like that was worse than the fleshlight joke.
Anyways. No, the fleshlight joke was good.
Yeah, no one wants to actually watch you lick your beard. But what would be even weirder is if someone else came up and started licking your beard. Especially the cat.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, Vanessa just came up in there and started licking his beard?
No!
It would be so funny.
I wonder if I can text a bribe or $5 to go do that.
Did you say text bribe?
Yes.
No.
Why?
I just wondered.
Okay. Next up in news.
Yeah, next.
Are you yawning on this here program? Program? I don't remember who's... I'll just go real quick because mine's short. Guys.
Sorry. That's loud. I know.
Jingle news from the Jungle Cruise. And that news is...
Is it Jingle Cruise time?
No, they're not doing it this year.
Not yet.
Oh, they're not... Why aren't they doing it this year?
They are. He's fucking with you. Stop it.
No, it was on the news. It was not in any of the promotional material.
They'll still do it. I believe it.
Well, it's not in any of the promotional material. That's the only thing we have to go off right now. Usually by now they're like, oh, holiday time is coming, and we're going to set up Christmas trees, and we're going to do gingerbread houses and jingle cruising.
It's like the only holiday overlay they have.
But this year they're like, oh, we're going to put up Christmas trees, and I forgot the second thing I said already. I should not go into promoting anything.
You should
I'm
not.
I'm the worst marketeer ever. Mickey Marketeers.
They should make
that's stupid.
And I laugh, so I'm even more stupid.
What's the 12 candle things called? Did you just take a shot of your Mountain Dew?
Yeah, why?
He did. Bam.
Okay, the 12 candle things, the Jewish things.
Menorahs?
Yeah.
It's not 12, it's 8. It's 8.
Isn't Hanukkah 12 days long?
No, it's 8 crazy nights, Josh.
No, it's 8 days long.
Oh, that's the 12 days of Christmas.
It worked for a temple.
This got oddly offensive.
Oh, Jesus.
It's about to get worse.
No, that's his birthday.
They should just make a menorah out of Christmas trees and just cover both holidays at once.
Surrounded by quantities.
Why are we even doing this? Good God.
The podcast is the same God, technically, so I guess, you know, that's all right.
Change the subject. Hurry. Josh is going to go off on a tangent.
Okay, so there's some news coming out of Epcot. There is a proposed Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster coming to Epcot.
Okay, I have
Okay, no. Questions.
I was just going to say, ahead. I have comments, and that comment was, oh, you should just keep reading the story. I should not interrupt.
No, it's fine. I am excited and also apprehensive because All of the Epcot fanboys are going to freak the fuck out because they're going to put a roller coaster in Epcot.
Yeah, that's what my thought was.
So I have mixed feelings on it. I am pretty excited because I would like a thrill ride. And I think that would be a good solution to take away the crowds from some of the other rides so you don't have to wait 2.5 hours to wait on Soaring. But at the same time, it's kind of like, oh, weird. Roller coaster in Epcot. What do you do with that? I don't know how I feel.
In the description I read, it said state of the art, but then it didn't go into any detail about how state of the art it was.
Yeah, it just said 10 stories.
I saw a thing. What's the roller coaster manufacturer that they use?
Vekoma.
Vekoma is working on something for Disney that takes you from sitting to laying to flying to and all sorts of shit.
Oh man, if it's a flying roller coaster, I'm so in. I don't even care.
Well, it sounds like that's what it is.
I'm in. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, that's my thing. Like, I look at the, you know, the proposals about it and the gossip and whatever, and I'm in, but at the same time, I still feel old school Epcot, and I just want to go to Epcot and chill.
Oh, here's something I read about today, that the ride building's going to be 10 stories high.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that from Shayna like a minute and a half ago?
Oh, yeah, I was fiddling.
Or
I'm
from
sorry.
The text message like 3 hours ago. He might have heard it from there too.
That I sent you guys.
Right back the curtain.
Damn it.
On the magic of this podcast. No, Shayna found this story. This is breaking news. No one else is reporting on it. That we didn't steal from another website.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I think it's going to be really super awesome. But then at the same time, it feels out of place. And then I feel like if they do this and this really takes off, what else are they going to do? And are they going to ruin Epcot? Because I like boring Epcot. I'm a fan. I like boring world showcase. I like outdated, cheesy stuff in the other areas. I'm a fan of boring Epcot.
I like lagoons and fountains.
You know, I don't disagree with that. Do. But I don't know. I'm excited for the roller coaster, but at the same time, I like the edutainment shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is there going to be a lesson here? Because even like on Test Track and Mission Space, you're getting lessons.
Yes.
I just don't want them to take away the charm. I don't want them to take away what nostalgia is left of Epcot.
But with the Frozen ride, the edutainment's just out the door. It's gone.
Well, of course.
Nothing educational about Norway now.
But what Shannon is saying about the nostalgia.
If you look at Three Caballeros, as much as I love that ride, that's not edutainment.
It's a tour of Mexico.
For real, Jake, come on.
How is that not...
I still miss the guy trying to sell me shit.
No, that was stereotypical.
It is nostalgic.
Stereotypes are there for a reason.
I love it. But there's nothing edutainmental, whatever you want to say, about that.
But what is edutainmental about?
Did you say edutainmental?
Yeah, I did.
What was edutainmental about El Rio del Tiempo?
But that's my point. Like, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And at what point do they stop?
They're just going to keep biggering it and biggering it and biggering it.
That's a word.
Until the last truffula tree falls.
The what?
What?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I would like to see super awesome things in Epcot, but at the same time, it really makes me sad because I like straight up boring Epcot. I love it.
Well, nostalgia and future world.
It's like Interventions is gone. You know, it's out the door. There's nothing left there. There's nothing innovative anymore. And I understand why. It's technology is moving at such a rate they can't keep up.
It's true.
Look at Carousel of Progress. It's still 1990s.
80s.
No, it was early 90s still.
Yeah, did you see those ski boots, Josh? Those were not early 90s ski boots. Those are mid-80s ski boots.
Yeah, but the VR glasses were early 90s.
Yeah, okay. You win this round.
Oh,
Joshua Helicopter Hess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my Sherbrooke. Again.
Where was I going with all this?
It's focused, Josh.
Anyways, Epcot as we knew it or know it is gone.
It's gone already.
It's fucking gone.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole point was for the parks to change. These are not museums.
Right. No, I get that. It's just I did enjoy learning things about things and places and shit like that.
Well, now we have the internet.
Imagination Pavilion, kind of excited.
Why?
Trackless ride system with up. And the 3D movie is where Figment's going, apparently.
Wait, what is all this? I know nothing about this. And where did you hear it?
I made it up on the spot. And Jake's dead. No, I watched a video. It was a rumor video, but, you know, I don't know.
I don't remember where we were going with this. Oh, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. I just want it to be, like, I might have higher reservations with it if it was a hotel and I needed a room. Back up, that was a stupid joke.
Can't put a hotel in Epcot. That's stupid.
It was a reservation joke, Shayna, and it didn't work.
It sure didn't, Jacob.
I know. I realized that halfway through. So back it up.
Jacob Robot Hess didn't
work. I would have reservations about it if it wasn't replacing a ride that I really didn't care about to begin with. I mean, the Universe of Energy was something I would do because it was there. I've said it on this show before that the only reason I ever rode Universe of Energy was I was walking past and the cast member out front was like, it's about to start. I was like, all right. Sunk her on in there.
Oh, good. I needed a nap.
So, like, if it was replacing, I don't know, Spaceship Earth, there might be a little more uproar coming out of me. But I'm just like, meh. And I don't know what they're going to do in the future. Like Shayna was saying, maybe this is a trend that they're going to start, but hopefully not. I would be concerned about that. I agree with you, which is weird. Don't let that go to your head.
Oh, wait. Jake agreed with me? He did. And on the record, everybody listen. Right now, 9:17 p.m., Jake agreed with me.
7:17 here. You're off.
Anyway. Why clock says 9:17, man?
Thank you, Josh.
Thank Obviously, you. We don't agree. Anyway, I've lost focus. Oh, I was just saying, so, like, yeah, that is a legitimate concern, but also, F it, let's see where this goes. It's a theme park. Like, what it's not going to be worse than Universe of Energy. What if they put Bill Nye in it?
I'm just going to miss Stupid Judy.
Well, that's why YouTube exists. You can just watch that every day. You can watch it right now.
I think Jake just told you to leave. That's what I heard.
I think he did. What? I know what I'm wanted and what I'm not. Click.
That's not what. Josh, stop it. No.
What? Now you're telling me to leave?
Okay, Josh and I are leaving. It's been nice knowing you.
I can't do the podcast by myself very well.
But I'll do it, goddammit.
Very well.
If I have to do the Urban Legends by myself, people will get bored.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to look at
my... Yeah, it's been almost an hour. We haven't even gotten to the topic yet. We're obnoxious.
We're 216 episodes in. If you're just now realizing that, that's kind of on you.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I hate to break it to you like that. Anyway. Is it time for our main topic?
Yeah, I found some good Urban Legends. I just got to find them again.
Oh, I have them already. So, for our main topic, Josh had this great idea that we could go through Disney Urban Legends and explore the weird side of things. Seemed like a good topic for October. You know, because it's fall.
Yep.
Oh. Not so, here, it's not.
Yeah, not here either. I don't know what fall is. I think we just skipped it, went straight to spring. It was weird. What year is it? Anyway, so yeah, let's start. Who, Shannon? Do you have one ready to go? Because I've got a few.
I've got so.
Shayna.
Okay, what? Sorry, what?
Oh, I thought you froze.
Did you just fall asleep?
No, I was...
Micronaps, Jake. That's all the thing.
I'm putting my phone away. I was reading a text. So, we're doing the Urban Legends?
Yes.
Okay, so my number one that I wanted to do was the amount of women that flash their breast on Splash Mountain for the picture.
Just one.
You think it's just one?
No, well, just one breast. You said breast.
And Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh my gosh. But no, think about it. Like, what would you even... You're standing outside on the little bridge watching Splash Mountain go down, and you see somebody full-on Mardi Gras pull out their tits and flash them around while they're splashing down. What do you do with that? Do people really do this?
Yes, I have seen pictures that this is really a thing. I don't know how they got pictures. Yeah. But
I mean, it's so weird.
Splash Mountain.
Oh, Oops. Now he's Googling it. Good.
Just look up Splash Mountain, Josh. Just, it's real easy.
Oh, because when I read the stuff you guys sent me, I was thinking, I read this book. I don't remember who wrote it. It was called Dark Side of Disney. And they have pictures. Jake's read it.
No, it was by Leonard Kinsey. He's been on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably hates us because two of the people, or one of the persons on our show hated him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt well, and anyways, him did not get along. And
I was super amused by the fully naked woman on the monorail. I'm like, how would you even do this? How would you get fully naked on the monorail and take pictures?
Wait, you have it?
I mean, I've thought about it.
That was a weird family vacation, Josh.
Clearly, I haven't partied like Josh at Disney. But no, like, how do you get fully naked in a monorail and take a picture? How do you flash your boobs on the Splash Mountain? Like, am I that, like, reserved?
Like that.
I don't know how to do these things. Like, people do this? Is this a thing?
I guess so. I mean, I don't think it happens often. I mean, this is a family restaurant we're talking about here. You don't just go around flashing your tatas.
There's no restaurant involved.
just go along with it. It was a phrase. It was a ton of phrase.
Okay, fine.
I can't say this is a family park. It doesn't sound as fun as family restaurant.
Okay, fine.
I don't know. I don't know the science behind this.
But how do you get away with that? Like,
I don't know.
I bet you if they caught you, they would ask you to leave.
But that's the thing. Like, you're in a log. We know who did it. You're in the picture.
Well, yeah, but finding you in a crowd is a different story, dude.
You're on the log.
They don't have somebody freaking looking at the pictures before they put them up, do they?
Yes, they do. You know when, like, okay, so you know on Splash Mountain, I don't remember. There's the preview screen while you're still in the log.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, your photo got washed away or something. Probably because someone did something obscene like this, or this, or this.
Oh.
Or whatever the shot was.
When we were on Tower of Terror, when they took the picture, I heard and choked Robbie.
Wait, what?
When they took the picture on Tower of Terror, I was like, choking Robbie.
Why did your picture get washed away?
It was not there. It had a lock on the screen.
Oh, good job, Josh.
So maybe that was it.
That was it. But that's what I think, like, I mean, come on. I'm sure people do things at Disney. I get it. I will admit, in high school, I made out with someone on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. But they didn't have pictures. So I didn't get kicked out. But then, like...
Is this your dirty confession?
I kissed somebody on Mr. Toad.
I mean, it's not a dirty confession. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is, how would you even decide, like, it's picture time. I'm going to whip up my tits. Why do you do that? I don't get it.
Josh, why do you do that?
I don't do it.
Josh, why?
I don't get it. I don't know. Some people are weird. That's all I can say.
Very into debauchery.
Debauchery?
Archery?
Archery. That's close.
Yeah, very into archery. Just go ahead.
Okay. Well, that was my first one. Who's next?
I got one that ties into that.
Okay, go, Jake.
So there's a rumor that back in the day, Disney produced a educational film called The Story of Menstruation. And this is true.
Please tell me it was starring Mickey and Minnie.
I don't know. I don't actually know where the film is, but it was a thing. It says it was in 1946, and they used it for several decades. So I don't know if it's still around. Actually, we have YouTube.
When I was in Driver's Ed, we still watched the fucking 50s Looney Tunes or Warner Brothers produced fucking Driver's Ed videos, and we're talking like Mel Blanc's narrating a Driver's Ed video.
Wow. Well, you were in Northern Utah, and that's just what they did. Like, that was just, we were always like several decades behind the times.
Yeah, they still have poofy hair.
It's true.
Weird.
It's just terrible.
So is that all yours was?
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, so, well, can I go into mine while you're fucking around on the internet?
Oh, so when I fiddle with things, it becomes an issue. But when you do it, it's called the beginning of the show.
I try to share all my things that I fiddle with you guys.
Please don't share all your things.
You can look all over YouTube, and the story of menstruation is on there. So there you go.
Is it a cartoon?
Yep. 1946. Hey, there you go. I'll watch that. I'll give a review on it next week. It's only 10 minutes long.
Okay, good. So, Jake, this one's near and dear to your heart.
Uh-oh. I'm a robot. I don't know what this means.
So, a woman sued Disney, claiming eardrum damage from the pressure change during her rapid descent in the hydrolator.
You're right. This is near and dear to my heart.
Apparently, it's bullshit, but it's kind of funny. The story has it that the Disney lawyers invited the judge and all that shit to the hydrolators, and they opened up both doors to show them that it doesn't fucking move.
How can you just open both doors? You'll lose pressure, and your eardrums will explode.
Or you'll
and
drown.
You'll die.
I killed Jake once in a hydrolator.
You almost got us scolded. I can't believe you.
You tried.
It ruined the magic for so many kids, too.
The hydrolator was for this big, Josh. Three of us in there. We were packed in like some minutes. What a horrible illusion that was. Like, who thought the hydrolators were a good idea?
Who thought they were real? Besides Jake.
Oh, this lady. But, like,
your mama.
The issue I have with. How did she. Okay, here we go. If she thought they were real, like, you go in them and you go, what, 2,000 feet down below the ocean surface in the middle of Central Florida? And then you explore Seabase Alpha, and then you walk out to the gift shop. Just walk on out. You know, you think you take a hydrolator back up, but no, just walk on out. There was no magic, guys. It was all fake. It was all
the shame.
Fake. And so was this lady's eardrum disruption. Yes. I hope they threw it out.
Well, I don't think it's a real thing. It's just, it's an urban legend. Never happened. It just sounds funny.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about urban legends. Maybe they did happen. Like the story of menstruation, or people flashing their tatas. But sometimes...
flapping their tits around.
People don't rupture their eardrums in fake hydrolators.
Is there real hydrolators?
Yeah.
Where?
In a place undisclosed at this time.
It's all backstage.
Improv, Jake. That was
don't
amazing.
Ask questions.
Pat myself on the back. Awesome. Good job, everybody. Wait a minute. What? When they had the sea cabs there, the original sea cabs, were the hydrolators part of that?
I don't think so.
Shayna?
I don't know.
Because the only
I can't answer this question.
I never. I just read my next urban legend and it makes me laugh. Anyway. Shayna, do you have another one?
I can have one.
Oh, I thought. I mean, I can go right now if you want.
You go.
Okay, mine's a handful of Roger Rabbit urban legends.
Okay.
And by handful, I mean two. First one being the very popular Jessica Rabbit isn't wearing underwear wherein Benny the Cab crashes into the light pole.
Why would she be wearing underwear? She's so damn hot. She doesn't need to.
Do cartoons wear underwear?
Obviously Donald Duck doesn't.
Daisy doesn't.
No, like, we have a whole slew of cartoons without underwear. Why is this suddenly an issue? And it's for, like, a split second. Who even noticed? Where, you know, Donald and Daisy are just gallivanting about without pants on.
I mean, I've always noticed.
Which one?
Why does Mickey have pants and no shirt?
Sometimes he has a shirt.
Occasionally.
But early Minnie only has a skirt and no shirt.
Yeah, so, she didn't have a shirt either.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say, between the two of them, they have a complete wardrobe. And then I realized that there actually was a new Mickey Mouse cartoon about that very scenario with Donald and Mickey, because Mickey only had shorts and Donald only had a shirt. And man, I love that cartoon. That is so good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. I forgot what it was called.
I can't wait for the ride based on those cartoons.
Oh, it's going to be the best. I'm so excited.
That was a good one, though, Jake. I saw that one. Where they were switching their clothes and stuff.
Yeah, because no shirt, no shoes, no service.
I was keeping my friend's 2-year-old twins, and they had never watched anything Mickey Mouse. And I started playing the shorts, and they were hooked. And we saw the one with the, like, switching the clothes. Uh-huh. They were into it. I feel like I succeeded.
Yeah, you did good. Did you show them the Matterhorn one?
No, I didn't get to that one.
Oh, I love that one. I forgot what it was called, though.
But it was better than Peppa Pig. So.
Everything.
Pat myself on the back. Except for
Caillou. It was better than Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Anyway, my second Roger Rabbit one comes from the scene at the piano bar, the dueling piano bar with Daffy Duck and Donald Duck going back and forth. And there was an allegation that Donald Duck drops the N-bomb.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's a no way.
No, there is no way. Of course there's no way. They're not going to throw that in there. But some people thought that he did when he goes off on his Donald Duck gibberish. And I'm not going to quote what they think he said because we are not that show.
Yeah, at all. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to say it.
But according to this article, the subtitles on the film claims that Donald says, "Gosh darn stubborn nitwit." Which is very similar to what he says in so many cartoons when he's like, nah, and freaks out.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to guess that's what he does because I've seen that movie a lot of times and never once heard what people claim that he said. But it did make the urban legend list, and people are really dumb. So, always looking for something to bitch about.
Huh. Weird.
It's not as good as Jessica Rabbit without underwear, but that one you can look at.
Well, there's really not much better than Jessica Rabbit without underwear. Just gonna say it. She's hot.
Mickey Mouse without underwear. I'll give it to you.
Ew. No.
What? Okay. Josh, what do you got? Oh, Shana, you.
Okay, so there's the one that I just lost.
Good job.
Yeah. So, no, the one I wanted to talk about, the basketball goal and the Matterhorn at Disneyland. Is this real?
Yes.
Is this a thing?
It's real, but the reasoning
is fake.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not even a full half court. Oh, that didn't even make sense. It's like the key.
A full half court?
It's a hoop.
It's a basketball hoop.
And rumor has it that it was built because the city of Anaheim was like, no, you can't build a structure this tall unless it's a sports center of some kind.
Sports like, complex.
So they're like,
so that was the reason. Okay.
No, all that right. wasn't the reason. That's the rumored reason. The real reason is because the mountain climbers and Tinkerbell, top of the Matterhorn for the fireworks,
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's basically their break room up there. So they're up there like waiting.
So they hung the basketball hoop in their break room.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's literally all it is.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would love a break room with a basketball hoop because I can't play basketball at all. Funny story behind that involved Josh. But I don't feel like this is the time or the place.
What did I do to you this time?
Nothing. One time, me and you had a one-on-one game of basketball. First to 10 points wins. After about a half hour, we changed the rules to first to score a basket wins. We both forfeited. So
wait, was this full contact and I kept tackling you? No, that probably happened too.
No, that it wasn't that, but I remember that.
I remember one of our cousins. We had 64-ounce Mickeys, and one of our cousins tried to slam dunk one of those in the basketball hoop, and that, so now we just have glass and malt liquor, and there was our basketball game all over.
And like anything that involves malt liquor.
I was not a part of this, so I'm not privy to this information.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It sounds horrible. It sounds like broken hands. Cut hands. You know what? No. Sheena, what's your rumor? Urban legend. Oh, that was it.
The basketball. Oh, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Just call this the last one because we are running out of time.
I'm going to go ahead and go straight to River Country closed due to brain-eating amoeba.
Critter Country?
No, River Country.
Oh, I thought you said Critter Country. River Country. That's still open, buddy.
Yeah, so apparently, I did not know this. This is actually partially true.
Ooh.
We know why it closed. It wasn't the brain-eating amoeba. But some kid there did die from brain-eating amoeba in August 1980.
Wait. That's not... I mean, I know... Was the reason that they closed just because they were using the river water?
Well, okay, so they did use the water from the lake there, the pond, whatever it is, but they filtered it.
They
filtered the shit out of it because it was clear by the time it got into the water park. It wasn't fucking muddy and murky and nasty.
Oh, well, that's hardly a river country at all. I want right? muddy river nasty but water.
Basically, you know, they
love that muddy water.
They needed to turn their filters up to 11.
So
a kid did die from the amoebas in 1980. The reason it closed was 9/11.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, two reasons there. So they had the other two water parks at that point, right?
Right.
And after 9/11, they saw a huge drop in attendance.
Yeah, like the whole world did.
Yeah, so they closed River Country and just never reopened it.
That means it was open the first time I went there, and I didn't even realize it.
Probably.
No, it was, if it closed in 2001, because I was there in 2000.
Yeah, I didn't realize how close it was to where, you know, we stayed at the cabins in July. It's like at the cabins.
Yeah, it was basically the Fort Wilderness pool.
Yeah.
But now it's not. Now the pool is.
Now it's gone.
It was also really small. Like pictures.
It's tiny. We when you get on the boat from Fort Wilderness to go to the Magic Kingdom, you go right by it. It's like freaking tiny.
Yeah, it was real small. It was, I don't know. Like obviously, they're good with the other two water parks.
Yeah, this had like maybe an eighth or possibly just a 16th of the capacity.
Like the only thing. Because growing up, River Country sounded awesome. There's this water park at Disney World, and I love water parks. The only thing I remember from marketing material is the one slide that was like shot you out above the water, and you just fall into the water.
Fall to your death?
It was like 4 feet.
To your death. That's great.
Yes. So, yeah. Brain-eating amoebas. Yeah. That's what we've been described as. So...
By us, though.
I mean, that's what a podcast is.
We describe that ourselves.
Yeah, but we're not wrong.
We are all brain-eating amoebas.
People stick us in their earbuds and put their earbuds in their ears, and we just have direct access right to the brain.
And then they're dead. Dead.
Yep. That's why we control their minds.
No, that's not how mind control works at all, Josh.
Oh, well, how does it work?
You tell me. You seem to be the expert on it. Oh. Mr. Amoeba. The worst supervillain ever.
I'm trying so hard not to burp so I don't piss Annie off. But I really need a burp.
Why are you starting now?
I've been trying the whole time not to burp. To be nice to Annie.
You're gonna blow it and fart.
Right, I did that once and she yelled at me.
I'm gonna like jetpack away.
Whoa.
If I just zoom away, I'm sorry.
I think that's our show. That's the visual we're going to leave you with.
Dude, last weekend when we're – not last weekend, weekend before last weekend when we went to Epcot, my daughter's like, we got out of the land. My daughter's like, hold on, Dad. And she's like acting like she's putting something on. And she's like, I got a jetpack. And hits the button and runs off. it's like that was awesome.
Hold on.
Your kid is the coolest. I can't even. I've never had anyone ask me, do you shower with your clothes on?
Yeah, that was funny.
You ride the monorail with your clothes on?
She's 4 years old, and anytime we go anywhere, she has to go to the bathroom. But she's just going to check out the bathroom. She doesn't have to go to the bathroom. She just likes bathrooms.
Sound works.
What is wrong with that?
She's fucking judging people on their bathrooms.
Good. She's got real moxie.
She's awesome. Like, I really wanted to take her home with me. I wanted to kidnap her.
I would have given you my teenager.
No, I know that.
I like the little one.
But I wanted Lily. I don't want the other ones. I want Lily.
Yeah, she's cool.
The other ones are okay. I would take them. But I want Lily. Because she's so fun.
Let's just openly discuss kidnapping. That's fun. And our plans to do so.
We can make a trade. You can have Marley and I'll take Lily. We'll trade.
Okay. Cool. Does Marley come with the giraffe?
Yes, but it's now pink.
That's fine.
Worst ending to a show we've ever done.
Trade accepted.
The pact is sealed.
Done and done.
Let's see. I think I got a couple boxes big enough.
Pack her up.
I was going to end the show, but I'm curious.
Just UPS.
All right. I thought like bedroom or something, but no.
We'll send them at the same time. It'll be fine.
They can high-five each other as they pass. Anyway, you've been listening to the Mickey Mutineers. And so have you. And so have you. And so have you. But not you.
That's a lot of yous.
I gave ourselves way too many listeners.
I don't think that's true. Okay.
Yeah. That's... No, I lost focus. What was I doing? Ending the show. Hey, you've been listening to Making Me a News. I'm Jake, that's Josh, that's Shayna, as always.
Oh.
Fuck you.
No, it gives it a bad, alkaline taste.
Here,